Well, once again, happy Mother's Day. I love the fact that we have this day set apart to honor the women in our lives and the gift from God that you all are to us. It's a privilege to do so today, but sometimes some of us need to remember that's a scriptural command for every day, right? One of the Ten Commandments says, honor thy father and thy mother. And that doesn't say just one day a year, that's continual. Honor your father and your mother. And then we need to know that a command like that is repeated several times in Scripture, and all of those commands are never separated. There are those who think that the Bible favors men, but that simply isn't true. The Bible holds that mothers and fathers are to be equally respected and honored at all times. And it's a joy to be able to not honor our mothers just today, but today to make it extra special, to go an extra mile. But how do we do that? If any of you guys are like me, did any of you spend time this week, you know, considering that and at least once asking, well, what am I going to do that will adequately honor Jessica and then teach my children to do the same? Or maybe you just thought, well, what am I going to do this year? You know, the Bible has an answer for us on how we can honor our mothers. It's found in Proverbs 15:20 in kind of a different kind of way, but we'll look at it. If you want to be turning to Proverbs chapter 15, we're going to look at one verse there that will be our focus for today. And some of y'all are like, one verse? Today's an easy day. We'll see. But for Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20, at least it won't be long to stand, but I'd ask that as you're able, will you stand in reverence for the reading of God's holy word? The Proverbs may be wise sayings of Solomon, but they are still inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. This is still the word of God. So in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20, the word of God says, a wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Let's pray. Lord, I saw some eyes come up at me when I read that verse because I said this would show us how to honor mothers. But Lord, I pray that by your Spirit you would open our eyes and teach us truth through your word today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to honor you, but also to honor the gifts you have given us through the women in our lives. We thank you and love you, Lord Jesus, and we anticipate a great move of your Spirit as you move among us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. May be seated. So, yeah, that one verse, a wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Now, what does that have to do with honoring a mother? We have to understand that the Proverbs are all, they're a form of literature called poetry. They're part of the poetry in the Bible, and Hebrew poetry isn't like English poetry. You know, in English poetry, we have this A-B-A-B rhyme scheme. Everything is about how the words rhyme. But in Hebrew, it's more about how ideas relate, how ideas rhyme or don't rhyme. And so we won't do a total study of that, but one feature of a lot of Hebrew poetry is that it will accentuate a truth by stating something and then basically stating the same thing only in the negative. So how many of you remember from the 1980s, Nancy Reagan kind of spearheaded this campaign, Just Say No. Anyone remember that? It was big for me in school. Well, Just Say No, three short words. It was short, it was catchy, it was memorable, kind of like any kind of aphorism. But here's the thing, if it had been a Hebrew proverb, it would have been, just say no and do not say yes. Just say no and do not say yes. Because you restate the same thing, only you do so in the negative, and by that you accentuate it. Now, parents were to be honored equally. Parents are to be honored equally. That's a scriptural command. So what makes a father glad makes a mother glad also, correct? And whoever despises a mother despises a father also. Now, to despise in this proverb, to despise simply means, we think of it as like hatred, but what it really means is to esteem lowly, to hold in little regard, to think little or lightly of. You know, the Bible tells us that those who don't follow the Lord's commands despise the law of God. And, you know, most people in the, well, a lot of people in the world, I shouldn't say most at this point, but a lot of people in the world wouldn't think of themselves as despising the law of God. I don't hate it. But if you don't reverence and obey it, or at least try to, you think little of it. That is what it means to despise. So what we see is that if foolishness, let me back up. So that's what it means to despise. Isn't that the opposite of honor? If you think little of something or someone, that is the opposite of honoring them. So if the scripture says that a fool despises his mother, that means that a fool dishonors his mother. So what we see is that if foolishness dishonors a mother, then the opposite of that is also true, isn't it? That to walk in wisdom honors her. Because a wise man makes his father glad and also his mother. So if foolishness dishonors a mother, then to walk in wisdom honors her. If we want to truly honor our mothers today, we should strive to walk in wisdom. Now that is a practical truth, isn't it? I mean, no mother desires to see their child fail or suffer loss in life due to foolish decisions, do you? I mean, that kind of thing breaks a mother's heart because of love for their children. But also, that kind of thing can also be seen as a reflection on the quality of a mother's instruction. I mean, how many of us have heard someone say, "Didn't your mother teach you any better than that?" Now, that reflection may not be true. But that's where the truth of Scripture comes in. Only a fool would have no regard for potentially making his or her mother ashamed. Only a fool would do that. My mother saw me do a lot of goofy things. And you know what? She loved me through and despite them. But she was the proudest when I did things wisely. When I made sound financial decisions or good career moves or by marrying a godly woman. She was very proud of that. In those times, she felt particularly honored to be my mother. Because wisdom makes a father and mother glad. Wisdom honors a father and mother. Wisdom honors our mothers, and honoring our mothers also demonstrates wisdom. But what is wisdom? Do we know today that wisdom is not the same as knowledge? Now, the world doesn't necessarily know that. Often in our culture, wisdom is associated with universities and institutions of higher learning. I was blessed to be able to complete 3 degrees. That did not make me wise. And I can tell you that during my time in university, I had some very wise professors. But I also had some for whom, like Festus told Paul in Acts, too much study had made them crazy. And we laugh about that, but look at what's going on at campuses all over the country right now. Uninformed students are staging weird protests over things that they don't understand and in reality don't even care about. And where was it? It was one of those prestigious universities, one of the Ivy Leagues, I think it might have been Yale, where the faculty were so devoted, they did a whole 24-hour hunger strike. Wow. I do that sometimes on accident. Not often. You can look at me and tell it's not often. But I'm just saying. These people have learned so much that they've lost their ever-loving minds. Knowledge is not the same as wisdom. See, wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. On the other side of that coin, ignorance is not the same as foolishness. Ignorance is just where you don't know. Abby recently had her ears pierced, and she's going to fuss at me later for telling the story. But over this past week, she had hurt her ear because one of the backs was too tight. And in trying to fix it, she kind of got upset and started crying because she thought she'd done something stupid or foolish. But the thing is, she just had her ears pierced. She didn't know. We can't hold her accountable for things that she doesn't know. Ignorance is a pathway to knowledge, because once you understand that you don't know something, you can learn it. But ignorance is not foolishness. Foolishness is not ignorance. Foolishness is the misapplication or the failure to apply at all that knowledge that we've gained. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Foolishness is the improper application or the failure to apply knowledge. Now, in all that, I'm also not talking about the wisdom of the world. You know there's a worldly wisdom out there, right? There is a way to apply knowledge in order to meet worldly aims. There is a way to apply knowledge to gain riches and fame and all these things that are worldly aims. The problem with worldly knowledge is that this world is temporary. The Bible says that every person's life is but a vapor. And you don't even have to be a Bible scholar to understand that, because the only two things sure in life are what? Death and taxes. We all know that life is temporary. And because life is temporary, this whole world is temporary. This whole world will pass away, as will the wisdom of this temporary world. Spiritual wisdom is that which is eternal. And it stands in opposition to the wisdom of the world. In 1 Corinthians 1, as soon as I find it, verse 21. Nope, passed it. There we go. 1 Corinthians 1, beginning of verse 20. Paul says, where is the wise? I said Paul said. I should say the Lord through Paul says. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who were called, both Jews and Greeks, how many of you are the ones who were called? That's it. How many of those of y'all are saved? All right, there we go. That means you're called, by the way. But to those who were called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. If we truly want to honor our mothers today, we must seek wisdom. But we seek that true, abiding, eternal wisdom. And that wisdom begins with the reverence of God. Proverbs 9, verse 7 says clearly, no, I'm sorry, 9 verse 10 says clearly, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, many of today's so-called learned people want to deny even the existence of God. They have no regard or reverence for their Creator. And they claim to be wise. But the truth is, they've not even begun down the road of wisdom. Now, they ought to know better. You know why? Because the heavens declare the glory of God. In Romans chapter 1, verse 20, we read, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Who's they? Everybody. What does without excuse mean? Means they should have known better. They should have known better. But in pride, many in our world have gotten too smart for their own good. You know what? I said that badly, because it's not that many have gotten too smart for their own good. It's that we all are sinners. We all thought we were too smart for our own good. It's the grace and mercy of God that He has opened our eyes and allowed us to see. But there are still many in the world who, in their pride, lost in their sinful pride, think they're too smart for their own good. Paul goes on from there and says, because although they knew God, you hear that? Although they knew God, they did know God. Although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Boy, that sounds so familiar to us today, doesn't it? I'm thankful that God saved me from being a fool. Because at one time I had professed to be wise and had become a fool. But in Psalm 14, we read, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. Who does good? Not even me and you? Good church folks? Nope. There's none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. But they have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. The psalmist says that the Lord looked down from heaven to see if there are any who seek God. You remember the seeker-sensitive culture in churchies from several years ago? The problem with that, folks, is that there is only one seeker, and that's none of us. God, in His mercy, seeks after us. God, in His mercy, by His Holy Spirit, comes and woos us. Even though we're foolish in our pride and our darkened hearts, He still woos us. Thanks be to God that when I didn't seek Him, He sought after me. But the thing is, He's still seeking the whole world. He's still calling to whomsoever will. But the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Scripture is plain that the fear or the reverence of God is the beginning of wisdom. No knowledge can ever be properly applied apart from a knowledge and reverence of Almighty God. You see, the thing everyone wants to say, trust the science today. The problem isn't with the science. There is actual discovery going on. The problem is in the interpretation of that science. We can gain this knowledge, but we cannot properly apply it apart from a knowledge and reverence of God. Anytime we try to do so, we're going to be in error. The science isn't the issue. The conclusions are the issue. Because any conclusion that does not line up with the reality of God is false. Let God be true and every man a liar. So the reverence of God is the beginning of wisdom, but this is just the beginning of wisdom. He who would be complete in wisdom must continue to seek the wellspring of divine wisdom. But you know, we just read earlier in 1 Corinthians 1:24, what is wisdom? Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God personified. Jesus Christ is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. In Jesus Christ, the fullness of God dwells bodily, we read in Colossians. True, godly, eternal wisdom is both found in Jesus and also built upon faith in Him and obedience to Him. In Matthew 7, beginning of verse 24, Jesus says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them," that's an important part there, "and does them." It's not enough to hear. "Be not hearers only, but doers of the word," James says. But here Jesus says, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." You know what's wonderful about that parallel is that we see that no matter how you build your house, the winds are going to come. The rains are going to fall. Life is going to beat us on every side. It's not that some have an easy life and some have a hard life. Life is challenging for everyone. The difference is found on what you've built upon. But a wise man builds his house upon the rock. And the rock is Jesus Christ. Everyone is going to build on something. Will we be wise and build on the rock? Or will we be fools and build on anything else? Everything else is sinking sand. See, again, if we truly want to honor our mothers today, let us seek wisdom and walk in it. And what I mean by that is simply seek the Lord. If you're here today and you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, seek Him today while He may be found. I know this is a lot of scripture. I told you not to be fooled by the fact that it was just one verse. But in Proverbs chapter 2, we read, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding." You understand that beautiful promise that we have? That if we truly seek after wisdom, knowing that wisdom is Jesus Christ, if we truly seek after Him, as though we're seeking for treasure. You know what kills me? Getting ready for school, I'll tell William's the world worst. I'll tell him to go look for his shoes, and he'll just walk through a room going, I can't find him. Daddy, I can't find him. And he didn't even look at the floor. He just walked through the room. But if I said, son, go find the candy I hid, you know what he's going to do? He's going to pull the cushions off the couches. He's going to rip floorboards up to see if it's under the floor. Because if we're looking for treasure, if we're looking for something valuable for us, we will stop at nothing until we found it. And if that is how you will seek the Lord today, then the promise is not that maybe you will find him. The promise is that certainly the Lord will give wisdom. If you sincerely seek after the Lord today, you can and will be saved. It's not a matter of maybe or if he's in a good mood. It's a promise. Seek the Lord while he may be found if you don't know him today. But if you do know the Lord today, then seek a closer walk with him. Seek to know him more perfectly. Be diligent to study the word and live by it, knowing that by obedience to the word, by obedience to Jesus, wisdom is perfected. Do you believe that? 2 Timothy 3, beginning at verse 14 says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Folks, we have too many churches across our country and maybe throughout the world where salvation is like the end goal. If we can just get people saved, then we've done everything we need to do. Salvation isn't the destination. Salvation is the beginning. That's why it's called a new birth. That's when it starts. So if you've been saved today, don't be satisfied with the wisdom, with the beginning of wisdom that you have. Seek more. Seek to grow in wisdom and maturity. Seek to know the Lord. Seek the wisdom of God. Learn all you can. Yes, learn all you can, but remember that knowledge is not enough. Knowledge is not the same as wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. It begins with the reverence of God and continues with the knowledge of him through Jesus Christ. But knowledge must be applied. You've got to trust in Christ. The Christians in Galatia, they knew the scriptures. They knew the gospel. I mean, it's not like they didn't have a very good preacher. They had Paul. Folks, you can't ever blame the quality of your Christian walk on your preacher. And you can't ever credit it to your preacher either. These folks had Paul. Judas had Jesus. It's not about the preacher. It's not about the teacher. It's about whether or not you apply the knowledge. These knew the scriptures, they knew the gospel, and yet they were not applying that knowledge rightly. They were reverting back to a trust in their own ability to keep the law. But that was a law by which none could be justified ever, but rather all are concluded under sin. So they misapplied, or they just failed to apply it at all, the knowledge they had. And you know what that is? That's foolishness. And that's why Paul writes in Galatians 3, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain." We have to apply the things that we know. And again, a wise son makes a father glad. but a foolish man despises his mother. A fool despises his mother. Foolishness dishonors mothers. And contrarily, wisdom honors mothers. So on this Mother's Day, gifts and dinners and the like are all wonderful tokens. And by all means, you should do them. We should all do them. We should shower these wonderful women in our lives with gifts and praise. But to truly honor them, I encourage us all today to seek wisdom, to be wise. Seek the Lord and know Him as Savior and as Lord. Now, if you need help with that, any of you need help seeking wisdom? Yes, you do. You all do. You know why? Because we all do. But hear what James, the brother of Jesus, says. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. What we learn from that is that God will give, not might, not maybe, will give wisdom liberally to those who sincerely seek it in faith. And that wisdom that he gives is both spiritual and practical, because first of all, he will reveal Christ. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. And if we ask God in faith, he will reveal Jesus to us. But practically speaking, as we see Christ, we will also see how Jesus in his flesh lived, surrendered to the will of the Father in faith. And that's how we're to live. That's practical wisdom. So many of us say, well, I just wish the Lord would give me wisdom on what to do in this situation or that situation. Any of you there? Let me tell you what the wisdom is. Live humbly, pray for guidance, and step in faith, trusting the Father without wavering. That's the model Jesus showed us. That's wisdom. Because if we live like that, we live in peace. If we know that our only job is to step out in faith and trust the results to the Father's hands, do we have to worry about what is going to come to pass? If our only job is to follow and the results are His, we need worry about nothing. Wouldn't that take such a load off of our shoulders? If we could really grasp that, wouldn't that give us so much peace? A life of spiritual peace and faithful fellowship. How wonderful that is even now. But folks, that same life has an eternal reward in Christ. That's the wisdom of God. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. I'll copy the psalmist on that. That wisdom of God, I can't understand. But even though I can't understand it, I'll walk in it as he has given me light. Will you? The best gift that any of us can give our mothers today is the testimony that we're walking in wisdom, seeking the Lord. Folks, that's a gift that transcends life. In so doing, we continue to honor those who've gone before us even. Honor thy mother. Seek the Lord today. Seek to walk in wisdom. Let's stand together for a word of prayer, and here in a moment we'll sing a closing song, and I just want to invite you, encourage you to respond however the Holy Spirit might be leading you. Just follow the Lord today. Seek Him. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, but if perhaps today the Holy Spirit is convicting you that professing to be wise, you've been a fool and you want to be a fool no longer, seek the Lord. Seek wisdom like it's a hidden treasure, and you will find it. God will grant wisdom. He will save you today if you earnestly seek Him. If you need wisdom for one of life's situations, or maybe you're just convicted that you haven't arrived yet, which that should be all of us, because none of us has arrived. We all need greater wisdom. We all need a closer walk with the Lord. So seek the Lord today. Seek the Lord. Leave this fellowship this morning walking in wisdom. And then we can truly honor our mothers for Mother's Day. Let's pray. Father, once again, I do give you thanks for the wonderful and gracious gift you have given us in the women that you have surrounded us with, the motherly influences. Lord, you go above and beyond what we could ever deserve or even think to ask. But Lord, you also give us this precious promise that if we lack wisdom, Lord, if we come to you in faith, you will give us liberally. We have the promise that if we seek wisdom as though for treasure, Lord, you will reveal it to us. And Lord, we know today that Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. And Lord, we need Jesus today. Perhaps there are some in this building today, Lord, who have never been saved, and they need to be saved. They need to belong to Jesus for the first time. And Lord, I pray that you would place within them a burning desire to reach out and seek for you. But Lord, all of us need more of Jesus. So Lord, I pray that you would place in all of us a hunger to know you better and to walk closer, to be more diligent in studying the Word, not just to learn, but also to apply to our lives, that we may be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may be conformed more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you would give us all wisdom today. And in so doing, Lord, help us to give honor to the mothers who you've graciously provided us. But even more than that, Lord, as we cast off the wisdom of the world, knowing that the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men, Lord, as we pursue after Jesus, help us to honor you. First and foremost, Lord, we want to exalt the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Have your way among us. Amen.